Okay. We're in Parak Zayin Hilchos Nezirus. So one of the things that's interesting about Hilchos Nezirus, or being a Nazir, is that we're going to actually learn about halachas from a different area in order to understand how Nezirus works. Here's a convergence of a lot of halachas of Tumas Meis, of how a person becomes Tamei from, let's say, touching a dead body. We have to have some background in those halachas to understand how Hilchos Nezirus works. Because remember, a nazir who goes ahead and touches a dead body destroys his status of being a nazir. But of course, there's going to be a lot of different scenarios of what exactly is considered tamei meis. So what we're going to see here, and it's also a preview to way down the road when we do some stuff in Taharos, but here the Rambam has to take us through some halachas that have to do with tumas meis. So he says in Halacha Aleph, Yesh tumos min amesh, ain a nazir megaleach alayhen, v'lo sozer es hakodman. Okay, so there are certain types of tumah where the nazir would not have to go ahead and cut his hair, nor would it basically undermine his status of being a nazir. It wouldn't destroy the days he's counted. V'alcha pisha nitbahem tumah shiva, even though he's still tumah for 7 days, so it's a normal type of tumas mace, so to speak, or we'll see it's like a secondary kind. But that doesn't mean it destroys his naziris. The Torah doesn't say that he touches a dead, he becomes tamei touching a dead body. Rather, it says someone dies on him, okay, so to speak. So it's only when it becomes tamei from that which involves the actual object of a body. It's only after that would it be chayav to bring his korbanos and cut his hair because he's tameh, and that situation would be a destruction of all the days that he's counted. Okay, but not every case of tumah is like that. So, which are the cases where the nazir must cut his hair for, and it destroys the status of being a nazir? The first is al hanefel v'afil miskashri v'ar begidin. So the first one is a stillborn. A baby that when it's born, it dies immediately, or when it's born, it's already passed away, even if it doesn't have complete development of its body. If a nazir comes in contact with a kazayas of flesh, valkazayas netzel, we'll get to netzel at the end what a netzel is, but yeah, just to give you a preview, it basically refers to a kazayas of like a decomposed body. Let's say the nazir touches bones, and those bones are the majority of the body, even though the bones themselves don't comprise a shear of a rova of a quarter of a kav. The next one is that again, also majority of the bones of this mace, rova kav. If I touch half a kav of bones, afi she'in bahen lo rov binyano v'lo binyano, even though the number or the structure aren't the majority, but it's still that minimum share. The chalat samos you mishal mace echav lo mishnei mesa, right? And this is when all the bones are from one mace, not from two. Thou hashidra haba mi mace echad. If I come into contact with the spine of a dead person. Thou hagulgola shal mace echad. Let's say I come across the skull, I touch a skull. Thou evra mina base haba mi mace echad. If I touch a limb from one dead body. If I touch, let's say, a limb that's cut off someone who's alive, because there is a meat on it or flesh that's able to actually grow back again. If I come in contact to half a log of blood that comes from one corpse, we'll get to this also, but that's if I come basically across a handful of the mass of a body, okay? You'll see, again, this is where it's decomposed. It's not like regular flesh. Now, Ezu Netzel, you mentioned Netzel before. What's a Netzel? A Netzel is Zeb Basar Meis Shenamuach. It's like dissolved and decomposed flesh. Benasa Lacha Srucha. It becomes like, Srucha means like disgusting. It becomes like a disgusting liquid. Okay, that's Netzel. Lacha Gimel. Vein Rekav Meis, that was the last category mentioned. What does the decomposed mace mean? Mitame ach yikvar aron ba'aron shel shish v'yek kulo shalem. So it's a rekav emerges. A rekav causes tumah only when the body was buried naked inside the casket, okay? and in this case, a marble casket, and it was intact. Chasum in or Aver, but let's say it was missing a limb. Oshin Nikvar Biksusa, or let's say it was buried in its clothing. Oba Aron Shal Eitz, or if it's buried in a wooden casket. Oba Shal Mateches, or in a metal casket. Elo Rekev, then the halacha Rekev doesn't apply. Velo Amru Rekev, this idea of a decomposed corpse, only applies Elam Meis Bavad. It only applies to a dead person. Lahotzi Harug, it excludes someone who was killed. Shrei Chasa Dama, because in that case, his blood is lacking, which we'll see much, much later on what that means. Halacha Dala. Kavu Shnei Meisim Gacha. Okay, let's say there are two bodies that are buried together. Oshad Gazazo Sa'aro Tziporno V'Kavram Imo. Or let's say the hair and the nails of the body are buried with it, right? Cut off and then buried with it. O Isha Uvra Shemisa. Or let's say a woman who's pregnant, she dies and she's buried. The Nikra Uvra B'me'eha. She's buried with the fetus still inside her. Ein Rekev Shalom Metame. So if those corpses in these cases decompose, that Rekev is not considered something that produces Tame. Nechenim Tachana Meis. Okay, let's say someone took a dead body and ground it up. Achin nasa rekev, until it turns into this decomposed mass of dead body. Ena metama achirakim elam. It has to be a natural decomposition, not something through human intervention. Tochan es ameis, let's say someone ground up a dead body. V'niach afaro achirakiv kulo. Okay, let's say what happened was is that, he left the dirt of it until it decomposed entirely. O shahirkiv miksasar, let's say someone decomposed kishuchai when he was still alive. Umeis, and then it died, vehirke bakol, and then the rest of it decomposed. Both cases, we have a suffix. Ariz is suffix. It's unclear. Then nitol rekev, and if the nazir touched the rekev, zeb, ariz is suffix tame, then we're unsure if he's tame or not. Vechein in nitzma berova atzamo, sabayim meshidra. Let's say, the nazir touched a quarter of the bones that come from the spine, omin al gogolus, olon, or let's say, let's say he came and he was underneath the same ohel. Okay, in other words, let's say he was in a room with that skull. Hareza safek tame. In that case, the nazir would be defined as a safek tame. Halachay. Now, kol elo shtei mesrei tumos sheminyano. Okay, all these 12 tumos that the Rambam has just discussed. Im nagam menazir achas mehen. If a nazir touches any one of them, or nasa, or he carries one of them, he'ehil hanazir aleha. Right, or let's say the nazir covers over it, oh ha'eliyah tuma ala nazir, or the tuma is enclosed above the nazir, oh haya nazir v'achas v'tumas elaboel, or the nazir and the tuma are both under one covering, under let's say one room, right? Bo echad harezim megaleach tiglachas tuma. In all these situations, what happens? He must cut his hair out of tuma, who may be korban tuma, and he brings a korban tuma, the sosher's a kol, and destroys his nazirus. Except for the rekev case, a decomposed corpse, she'ena matame mamaga, that doesn't produce tuma through touching. She'efsha she'iga bekula, because it's impossible to carry, so to speak, all of it. Share eno gufecha, because it's not one piece, okay, one body. But let's say he was able to, let's say, carry it, or he became tame while it was in the ohel, then he would stop to shave. So you see, again, rekev straddles a line between regular tuma space and not. Alachaba. Now, the chayin nazir shenoga be'etzem ameis. Okay, let's say nazir touches a bone. Afilu le'etzem kisora, right? Even if the bone is the size of, let's say, a piece of barley, onaso, he carries it. Harezim megaleach alav, he has to cut his hair for that. Or maybe korban tuma besoshes a kovim. He has to bring the korban tuma, and it destroys his status of being a nazir. Bein etzem kisora metale ohal. However, if the bone is the size of a piece of barley, that would not work by Tumas Ohel. Again, Tumas Ohel is where I'm in the same room, a covered room with the source of Tuma. Now, Aval Nitma Ba'achas Mishneima Sartvar Malala. Okay? Now, the Nazir will become Tame from these things. The next thing he's going to list, but as you'll see, the consequence to Nazirus is a little bit different. So, what are these 12 things? The first is Begush Eretz Ha'akum. Okay? So literally that means is that he touches, there's an idea like this, he touches a chunk of dirt outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, o b'sada shenechresh kever b'socha, right, shem etamim magam masa. Or let's say there's dirt in a field, which we know someone was buried there, okay, and that is tameh either through touching or through carrying the dirt. O shehel lov al hasrigim ayotzim min ha'ilados, o arparos, Ayotzes min a geder, o mata, o mita, o gama, o yotzeba. All right, so these are cases, for instance, Let's say there's an ohel formed, right? Classic case, there's a tree coming out of a cemetery. The nazir is outside the cemetery, but underneath the tree. So all these cases are beds, et cetera, trees. These are all cases where an ohel is formed over him, and therefore he's tameh. Oshin nitmal the ohel rova atzamo, shemen lo robinim lo rov minyan. Let's say he's in an enclosed area that contains a quarter of the amount of bones a quarter of a kav of the amount of bones of a person, but it's certainly not the majority of that person's structure nor number of bones. Oshin nitmal revias dam in a mace. Let's say he becomes tameh from revias of dam. Okay, that's not chatzilog anymore. Shemen tameh b'magav b'masav ohel that does produce a tumah through touching, carrying, or being in an enclosed area. Oshin nitma b'golel o b'dofeg, or let's say, what do you call it? He becomes tameh through what do you call it? Contact. Let's say the side of an area, through a stone, that's part of a cemetery. Oshin nitma b'eiver minachai, let's say he becomes tameh from an eiver cut off from a person who's alive, o b'eiver minames, or a limb that's cut off from a dead body. She'ena lein basa karoi, that doesn't have enough skin on it. Hareza ain't a sorcerer. So he's tame, and that's what's important here. He's tame, but this tumah does not destroy his status of being a nazir. So he can still continue being a nazir after that. Halacha zayin. Now, afa pisha b'chol eilu hu tame tumah shiva u'mazeh b'shlishi b'shri. So in all the above cases in halacha vav, even though he's a tame tumah space, okay, therefore he has to wait 7 days before he goes to the mikvah. And he gets para aduma water sprinkled on him on the third and seventh day. Eino migaleach tiglachas tuma below maybe karbonos below sources of kumen. In all these cases, he doesn't get the haircut of tuma, doesn't bring the karbonos of tuma, and it doesn't destroy his status of being a nazir. Aval kol yimei tuma, however, all the days that he is tame, ain all the loam minyan yimei nizrusa. Right, that's also important to emphasize. The days that he's tame, those 7 days, don't count towards his nazirus. So it's like his nazirus is suspended until he is no longer a tummy. Halacha ches. Naga be'ol ha'meis, o be'kelim ha'noga be'meis. Let's say the nazir touched, let's say, an ohel where a dead person was inside, or a kli that touched a corpse. Eino mazeh b'shlishi b'shvi. He would not get the para aduma water on the third and seventh day of his tumah. V'irali shedin zem yucha b'nazir. The Rambam surmises that this halacha is unique to Naziris. About kol adam shenitba b'chli tumah shiva, right? But in general, any other person who became tameh through, let's say, a kli that had touched a dead body, yazeh b'shri yivashri, k'mo shivar, b'chus amos amez, that person would get the mayim from the paraduma on both the third and seventh day, like any other case of tumah space. V'chein yirali, the Rambam says as well, he surmises, shezeh eno mazeh b'shri yivashri, im naga b'kelim, basically, it says to him that it appears to him that the water that he would get, on the Shlishi Shvi, the Nazir wouldn't get that normal water, okay? Because basically, because of coming in contact with the Kli that touched a dead body, he would not get water on the third and seventh day. So again, Rambam is emphasizing that the nazir, in this case, if he touched a kli that touched a corpse, the key point is that he would still have to wait 7 days, but he wouldn't get the normal mayim of the para aduma. Halacha test. Now, nazir shenitstara. Now, we don't really know much about saras at this point, okay? But we'll get, a little taste of what is involved in saras. Let's say nazir gets saras. The hukla kol yimei chaluto, right? And what does he do? Chata means is the period of time where he's separate from everyone else. Okay, remember, the person who has saras can't be with everybody else. He has to isolate himself. So all that, during that period of time, v'shiva simei sefiro, right, and the 7 days that he counts, after that period of time of achata, shesofer achash yitol saras, so that he counts after he becomes tar from his saras, ben tiglachas rishon l'shnia, whether he cut his hair the first time or second time, which we'll see later on by Tzaras, in Olo Menis Russo. So again, key point, all the time that the person who had, the Nazir who had Tzaras is away from everybody else, he's in Achlata, and the days that he counts of being clean from Tzaras, none of those apply towards his Nazirus. Okay? Avayimei Hezger Olo. But the days where he's quarantined, literally, hezker, he's closed off, quarantined, those days would count. Okay, let's say, what do you call it? It's a situation where either, a nazir, whether he's a man or woman, has an emission, right? Kol yumei zivason olahen. All the days are defined as tamei, being in a state of ziva, which we saw all the way back by Nida stuff, right? Counts towards the zeros. Api shehin tamei, even though they're tamei. The davar zeh halacha l'moshe v'sinai hu. So even though they're tamei in these cases, okay, they can still count. This is the one case where the nazir can still count towards his naziris. So even you would think it's a contradiction to him being a nazir, but we do see there's certain case situations of being tamei where it would not be considered a contradiction to his status of being a nazir. Now, Ein Sarach Lomar, we know Ram says you don't even have to say shem nitzma ha nazir b'shar tumos shem tumoso olon lo. Okay, v'nosos aklom. Of course, there are cases where, right, that there are other sources of tuma, right, which are, let's say, more makel, right, where the days of tuma count towards his naziris and don't undermine anything of his status of being a nazir. Nitzma b'meis b'sochim made saraso. Now, let's say while he's in saras, right, he comes across a corpse. Then so is called kodman. So that would undermine all the previous days that he counted. Okay, even though right now he's still tamei. So that would mess him up if he was saras, if he was in a state of what it called the tamei saras, and he touches a dead body. Hanazir mutter betumas meis mitzvah uvitiglachas mitzvah. Now that's important. A nazir is allowed, right, to engage in Tumas Meis, right, when it's a situation of mitzvah, as well as he can cut his hair if it's a case of mitzvah. The Aser b'yayin a mitzvah, k'yayin a rishos, but he's prohibited to drink wine of mitzvah, just like optional wine. So you'll see, ketzad, mishin nishva sheyishta yahayom yayin, right, let's say a guy makes a shvua that he's going to have wine today, right, shrei mitzvah lav lishtos, because now it's a mitzvah for him to have wine, because it's a mitzvah to fill the shvua. Da'akrach nader b'nazir, and then right afterwards he makes a neder to become a nazir. Chala nazirus ala shvua of asur b'yayin, so that the nazir status pushes aside the shvua status, and now he's asur to have wine. Vein sarach lomar shu asur b'yayin kiddush v'avdallah. Shalom v'derei sorbim. Now, of course, a nazir is not allowed to have yayin of kiddush and avdallah because those are derabbanan according to Moshe. So that's why the nazir would not be able to have that yayin mitzvah, because that yayin mitzvah is not what do you call it, a deraisa. The case of the mutter but tumas meis mitzvah. So what's the case where he would be allowed to engage in tumas meis mitzvah? Hayam ahalek baderech. So what happens? He's walking along the road. Upagav and meis, right? And he comes across a corpse. She'ein sham mishi karendo, and there's no one there to bury him. Areza mitamelo, so he must mitame himself. He must bury the body. V'kovro udvarim elo divrei kabbalah. This is called meis mitzvah. It's from Torah Shabbat. The nazir must mitame himself and go out and bury the body. Halacha Gimel. Now, Nazir, but Kohen should pogo meis mitzvah. Let's say both a Nazir and a Kohen at the same time come across a corpse, okay, that requires burial, meis mitzvah. Yitzvah Nazir, right? The Nazir is the one who should become Tameh. Ach bishu sosra yamim arishonu meyukor mitzvah. Even though in doing so messes up his status of being a Nazir. Now, Yitzvah Kohen, the Kohen should not Tameh himself in such a situation. Why? Shezeh kedushasa kedushasha. Because the kedusha of the nazir is temporary, that fiul ha'yon nazir olam. Even if it was a nazir forever, it's still considered temporary. That kohen kedusha kedushas olam. What the Rambam is really saying is that the kohen's kedusha is intrinsic. Since it's intrinsic, it's part of his very identity of who he is. That's why the nazir should be the one to be matan himself, not the kohen. Alach yadal, pagubo shnei nazirim. Okay, two nazirs come across a corpse that needs to be buried. Echa nazir shalshim yom. So one of them is a nazir, a stam nazir, for 30 days, a 30-day nazir. Vacha nazir me'ayom. The other one is a nazir of 100 days. Yitzvah nazir shloshim. So who takes precedence? Who should touch the dead body and bury it? The nazir of 30 days. Haya echa nazir l'zman katzer, v'asheni nazir l'olam. Let's say, again, two nazirs come across a body that requires burial. One nazir has a fixed time. The other one is a nazir forever. Okay? Yitzvah nazir l'zman katzer. The limited time nazir is the one who buries the body. Because a forever nazir has more chamor status of kedusha being sanctified than the set time nazir. And finally, we'll stop here. The case of who mutter b'tiglachas mitzvah. Now, what's the case where the nazir is allowed to go ahead and cut his hair for a mitzvah. What is his case? Nazir shenitzara. So let's say Nazir becomes gets tzaras, then nirpa mitzaraso, and he gets healed from it. Bisochim in Nizirus during the time when he's still a Nazir. Hareze megalea kolsaro. Right, then he would have to cut his hair because that's what you do when you're tzaras. Shari tiglochaso mitzvah sase, because it's a positive commandment by tzaras. Shenemar b'mitzora v'gilach es kol se'aro. So there's a mitzvah to cut your hair. So even though he's still a nazir, since he completed his tzaras time and he's healed, he must cut his hair. V'kol makom sh'ata motze mitzvah sase v'lo sase. Anytime you're confronted with a positive and a negative commandment, imachol l'kayim eshneim, if you can fulfill both, mutav, that's the best thing to do. Then lav, but if you can't fulfill both of them, yavo ase v'yitchaz lo sase. The positive, this case is tzaras, beats out the negative, which would be the prohibition of cutting your hair when you're nazir. The halo nazir should go lach b'mein Israel avar alo sase ve'ase. But one second, why don't we say that a nazir who cuts his hair during the time that he's a nazir, right, is over two things? He's over an iser, a prohibition, and he's over a positive. Shenemar kadosh ye gadel peras arosha, right, where he has there's a positive commandment of having his hair grow. But we'll call makom ein ase docha lo sase ve'ase. Right, we would never say the positive commandment of tzaras should beat out both the negative of cutting your hair during a nazir and the positive letting your hair grow. One can't beat out two. Lama docha ase shetiklachas anegel nazirus. So why should the ase of cutting your hair for tzaras beat this out? Beat these two out. The nation kavar nitzmah nazir b'tzaras. Okay, because the reason why is that nazir became tamei through becoming through contracting the tzaras. And the days that he's out of commission don't count towards his nazirus. And therefore, there's no kedusha there. And then the asay of keep letting your hair grow is mevatel immediately. All you left with is lo. So the positive commandment of letting your hair grow disappears once he's tame, and all you have left is the prohibition of cutting your hair. And therefore, that's how the positive commandment of cutting your hair as a tzaras can push off the negative commandment of not cutting your hair when you're a nazir. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Perek Ches tomorrow.